Now, there are sexual relations with relatives forbidden. He says here now, verse 6, will you listen to this? None of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. Why? I'm the Lord. You see, the blanket statement is made that no person is to have sexual relations with a near relative. And this entire section amplifies the seventh commandment. Here it refers to anyone who has the same blood relationship as the other person. And he goes on now, he's specific. The nakedness of thy father, the nakedness of thy mother, shalt thou not uncover. She's thy mother. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife shalt thou not uncover. It is thy father's nakedness. Now this warns against disgusting incest. Yet it was in the Corinthian church, and Paul condemned it with great feeling. In 1 Corinthians 5:1, he says, it's reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. These are things talked about today, aren't they? God talks about them too. And he lets you know what he thinks about them. Don't tell me today that God hasn't. He has spelled it out, friends. Nobody can make a mistake about this. Now he goes through this, and I'm not going to read all these verses. Beginning with verse 9, the nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father, the daughter of thy mother, whether she be born at home or born abroad, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover, and so on and so on. Fact of the matter is, he covers them all. Why? You see, the different human relationships which are established by blood or marriage, they're dealt with specifically in this section. Why? Well, relatives are thrown together in a domestic situation in which adultery could be practiced. And God put up these barriers to prevent it. You see, Egypt practiced these sins. After all, Pharaoh and the Ptolemies, they practiced intermarriage of brother with sister. I think that Cleopatra was married to her brother, was she not? Abraham married his half-sister. Cain and Seth both married their own sisters. You see, at the beginning, it was not sinful, but as this awful, poisonous sin got in the bloodstream, why, it was actually dangerous. I remember years ago that in the South, it was a tendency for families to intermarry. The governor's family in Tennessee intermarried, and they turned out some strange creatures. The pastor of a church that I came to later on, he married one of the daughters of the governor. And I went holding meetings down in Middle Tennessee. I was asked to go see two of those daughters. They were old maids that had been born in that home of this preacher. They were the most intelligent women, I think, that I've ever talked to. And they living way up there in the hills. They knew what was going on in this world. They could carry on a good conversation. Well, you say, well, what's wrong about it? Well, friends, I was warned about this. The only thing that was unusual, they had to shoo the chickens off the chair in the living room so I could sit down. Then you had to be pretty careful. And while I was sitting there, the old cow stuck her head around the door from the dining room, and they had the little calves. They just had all their animals in there, and you must admit that's unusual. Well, that family was unusual, friends. May I say to you, God says don't do it. You don't get by with it, and they don't get by with it, by the way. You will find that all the way through the Scripture, God warns against these things. And today it's positively dangerous, of course, as well as being immoral.